Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Now, you guys, we are talking about travel tips, and we're talking about those travel tips from folks who really know what they're talking about. So, Olivia, that would be those people who are out there, I call them road warriors, because they're out there doing the do all the time. They're traveling all the time. They're, you know, out there checking bags, you know, doing road trips sometimes, getting rental cars. They know a little bit about it.
Yes, and you've lived it with our next topic being tips from flight attendants.
I did. I lived it for 13 years, traveling all over the place. So, yes, I can vouch for a couple of these tips. And some I'm kind of like, whoa, I didn't think about that even when I was flying. So what are some of the flight attendant travel tips?
We have some great tips for, you know, when you're on a long flight, you don't think about the effects it'll have on your body, you know, getting cramped up and bloated. So one piece of advice, which is very simple, but sometimes we take it for granted, is drink plenty of water during your flight to avoid jet lag and stay refreshed after a long, cramped flight. And you can also try fruit juices such as cranberry and pomegranate, which help reduce the risk of blood clots, which can be a concern because you're sitting for long periods of time.
That is a really, really good point, because that is a concern. You want to get up and move around a bit. Stretch those legs, walk around a bit. Of course, you want to wait until the meal service is over, if there is a meal service. Wait until those carts are out of the aisle so that you have the free range of being able to walk up and down the aisles. And stretch a little bit. You know, by those doors, sometimes you can really kind of get a really good stretch in there. So you definitely want to do that. But, you know, another thing, too, you know, about the long flights is you want to avoid wearing tight-fitting clothes. I think a lot of times we don't necessarily think about that as much as we should, especially if you don't fly a lot, because those belts and pants that are tight around your waist can really, you know, be uncomfortable, but they may not be healthy as well, just to right. have that tightness around your waist like that for a long length of time on the flight.
You know, there's it's pretty black and white at the airport. It's either a fashion show or someone just rolled out of bed. But, you know, the someone who just rolled out of bed tends to be more comfortable on those long flights. So maybe save the fashion show for when you land.
I think you're right about that. Plus, you know, before you land, you have a little bit of time where you can run in the lavatory there and put the makeup on and do the hair or yes. whatever it is that you need to do.
And you'll be refreshed because you've been drinking plenty of water and cranberry juice.
And cranberry juice. Right? Exactly. Exactly. You're not all cramped up.
Yes.
You know, speaking of that, you know, if you think that you need to, you should probably get one of those aisle seats, because if you're doing a lot of drinking and need to be up walking around, it might be best to ask for an aisle seat as opposed to a window seat.
Yeah, especially if you're taller. You know, my whole family's 6 feet and up.
You guys have the long legs.
Yeah. Another tip along the same lines of, you know, dietary considerations is pack nutritious snacks such as trail mix, nuts, and dried fruits. They'll help keep you full and give you an energy boost. You won't feel sluggish.
Yes, yes, yes. You know, I really like that tip, because a lot of times on the flights, you don't necessarily get a snack or anything to eat nowadays. So for something healthy, just bring it along. And those kind of things are easy to put right in your carry-on bag.
And, you know, these are great tips for road trips as well, not just long flights.
Exactly, exactly. You want to pack those healthy things, because then also, too, that keeps you from having to stop along the way to pick up something to eat. Because when you travel, you just kind of want to nibble on something.
Right.
Whatever that is. I don't know, but it certainly is there. Now, what about a couple of things that, you know, airline etiquette things?
Because
flight attendants, I'm sure, really have a long list of those, of things that they've seen.
Well, I saw something really funny on Twitter the other day where someone, the person behind them, took off their shoes and he stuck his foot through the gap between the seat and the window. So his foot was resting on her armrest.
Ooh.
You know, you would have thought that that would be, you know, common sense.
Yes.
Don't do that, but I guess not.
Yeah. Some things you shouldn't have to tell people.
Right.
I guess he was comfortable. So in his mind, that's all that mattered. Now, if you guys are just joining us, we are talking about travel tips from the experts, those people who are the road warriors. And we are talking now about flight attendant travel tips. And we've got some good ones here. So also, too, they were saying also to be mindful of things like your music, your videos, things like that that you're watching. And especially with videos, because most people do have the headphones on. But I've seen people watching some movies with family sitting kind of right behind them. And I'm thinking, if that was my family, I don't know if I would want them seeing that movie that they're watching on their screen. So while it's perfectly fine for you to watch whatever movie you want to watch on your computer, just be considerate and think about that. The people around you, you know, may see your screen as well.
Right. You may want to, you know, be comfortable and do what you want, but You also have to think about you're on this flight in this plane for several hours with the people around you. So it might, you know, be the better route to just avoid tension.
Exactly. Exactly. No shoving the, you know, the seat in front of you up. You don't want to do that. But, you know, another nice thing, too, is to help a person store their bag in the overhead compartment if you can. You know, so many times I have been standing waiting for someone to get their bag in the overhead compartment, and I will just kind of help them kind of get it on into the compartment. But I've also been there during the boarding process when someone is standing right there behind someone who's struggling to get their bag in the overhead, and they don't offer to help at all. And I'm thinking to myself, if you just kind of gave that extra little shove, the bag would get on into the overhead compartment and we could move on through with our boarding.
Right.
It would make it a lot faster for you too.
And that works, you know, getting off the plane too. Everyone's kind of stressed. They don't want to, you know, slow anyone down. But, you know, if we help each other unload our bags and also, you know, try not to rush everyone, you know, let the people in front get off the plane first. I know we all want to get off.
But everybody's ready to go.
Cause traffic jams.
That's right. And we don't have to run each other over either, trample each other. So just those kind of things are good etiquette things to keep in mind. And another thing too, just be nice to the flight attendants. I mean, having been one, you know, for the most part, I would say 99% of people are very nice, but you do get those cranky folks that are just looking for someone to take things out on. And you're standing there with the blue uniform on, so you are the one. You are chosen. So be nice to the flight attendants.
And I'm
please.
Sure it can go a long way sometimes, you know?
It can. I mean, maybe an extra bag of peanuts or something along the way.
There's also a great tip to, you know, you think about asking locals in your destination of choice for advice about where to go and what to see. But flight attendants have also, you know, seen quite a bit of the world, too.
Exactly, exactly. And a lot of times the flight attendants on your flight that may be a regular flight that they fly, and they will definitely know the trending places to go, those little unknown places, places that the locals like to go. They'll be very knowledgeable about those kind of things. And that's true not only with like restaurants, but also with things like shopping and just sightseeing, little out of the way kind of things to see during your time in that city. So a good, very good tip. And then another one, too, that flight attendants will tell you is do not fly with a cold or with congestion. It's just aggravated by the pressure on the airplane. It can actually get worse. I mean, you could actually have damage to your eardrum with the pressure on the airplane and with a cold. So just, you know, if you can postpone that trip, or at least take something like a Sudafed or something to kind of open, you know, your ear passage there, that all helps as well.
Yes, and once you get to your destination, I'm sure flight attendants have to deal with jet lag all the time. So they suggest stay up when you arrive at your hotel after 3 p.m., take a walk around the area, kind of, you know, get your energy going again and visit some sites that are close by your hotel. And if you arrive before 3 p.m., it's okay to take about a 2-hour nap, but that's probably the limit.
Yeah, that is a really good tip, because when you're going into a different time zone, I mean, your body's just saying to you, hey, let's stay on the, you know, on the home time zone. But you really need to adjust and get into that local time zone. That's a really good tip. And that's even if it's only like a 2-hour time difference up to 6, or even in some cases where it's 12 hours time difference. So you definitely want to take that tip. I like that one, Olivia. But now, also too, flight attendants always say, you know, to know the difference between nonstop, direct, and connecting flights. I can't tell you how many times people got confused with that one with me.
While they were on the plane,
they're like, I thought that this was a nonstop flight. It said that it was direct. Well, direct means that you will stop in a city, but you don't have to necessarily get off of that particular airplane. And I say necessarily because I've also seen a couple of times where there would be a change of aircraft. So most times direct does mean that you don't have to change aircraft. And then connecting means you will need to change aircraft, possibly might need to change terminals as well. But nonstop, that's the one you want, because you're going from here to there with no stops.
Put on that eye mask and
and sleep away. You don't have to worry about taking those bags out of the overhead and someone helping you or not helping you.
Right.
You can just have a good time. Now, you guys, we're coming down to the end of this segment, but we have more great tips for you. So when we come back, we're going to ask a pilot. Because, you know, when you ask a pilot, they have a lot to say because they're the ones flying those planes and they're doing some of the same things that the flight attendants are doing, going around seeing the cities when they're in these cities. Now, this is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, and the show today is brought to you by the Sapelo Island Birdhouses. No flight attendants flying you down there or pilots flying you down there. You got to jump in your car and go to Sapelo. But when you get there, some of these tips will, you know, apply as well. You know, you can be nice to the folks there on Sapelo. And I think you would get a lot of goodies if you do that. Francine's down there managing the Sapelo Island Birdhouses. I know she'll take care of you. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. We'll be back in a moment. Sweet Jesus.